Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, all you freaks out there. This is Ryan.
This is Celeste.
Yeah, good. I was going to say, I know you're there. I know I needed you.
Man, I should have stayed quiet.
Yeah, you should have.
You know what was weird? You know what was weird? It was the first time that it actually told me I was unmuted.
Oh, it is?
It literally said unmuted. And I was like, what the heck?
It's weird. Sometimes it'll do the same thing for me. You know, and sometimes it'll say unmuted, sometimes it won't. I just, you know, whenever I hear the beep,
when you
I know it's time for me, to start talking. Plus, I'm the one who's in charge of it, so I know anyways. So, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm tired. I've been had a headache all day. I can't seem to get rid of it. I gotta wear glasses to read because I'm an old man, and I think I'm just my eyes are getting used to having to wear them. I don't wear them all the time or anything like that, but like if I'm watching TV or reading articles, like I will be tonight, I've got to wear glasses. So it's just been kind of a blah day today, to be honest with you. Not, you know, I'm still getting freaky. Don't get me wrong. I'm just getting freaky with a headache. So I'm getting like
sounds like a bad next day.
Yeah. A bad, nice day. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. How was your day?
It was pretty uneventful. I slept in because after a weekend of being pretty much up all weekend, I was like, I'm sleeping. So I slept in a bit.
I'm glad
and then
you did.
And then I went over to one of my friend's house and had lunch, and we caught up. And then I went to training, and then now I'm here. So it was pretty uneventful. Just a normal Monday.
Sounds like a fun day.
Oh, yeah. Always is.
So give you guys an update. Oh, there it is. So to give you guys an update what's going on, my computer screen was completely blank for a second. I was like, oh, shit. Well, like, all right, I have this article. There it is. Well, today I figured we would, I was going to do supernatural news, read about paranormal news and stuff, and I started looking at articles about deaths that occurred in Disneyland and, different amusement parks and stuff like that. And I started watching these videos about these deaths. And, it's just creepy to think about, you go on a vacation, you go to these places, and you think you're going to have fun, and then, something happens, something tragic happens, and it just can ruin your life. And, figured, it might be something, I don't want to say fun to talk about because I don't look at it as fun, but interesting. I don't mean any disrespect to any of the people who were talking about, to their families. Not that their families would listen to the show anyways, but you never know. There are a few times when I go on like rides around here that you think maybe the lap bar isn't as tight as it should be. Maybe maybe they could pull the harness down a little bit tighter. And the carnival rides, don't even get me started on those. Let's get a crap out of
there.
And I was watching Rihanna on the ride. No, I won't. No, I mean, shit. I mean, I watched Rihanna on one of those rides, and it was like, I just cannot wait for her to get off of it. Because there's really no regulations, no nothing. They put these rides together over, in no time. And I don't know how well there may be some regulation. I can't say there's no regulation. I don't know. But I don't know how often they're inspected.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the fact to go, upside down and turn you around and spin you. It makes me sick, and I just don't want to wear it. I don't feel good after riding. I'm sorry, I avoid those rides at all costs anyways, but
I'm
hearing
the
opposite. Stories.
I hate it, and so I put myself in situations where I have to get on them.
Why don't you have to get on those things?
What?
What situation could you be in where you have to get on a carnival ride? Except for putting a gun to your head and saying, get on the ride. There's no situation where you would have to get on a ride.
I make myself get on the ride.
Well, then you want to. You don't have to.
Well, I hate doing it because I always end up with a headache afterwards, especially the ones at the carnival. There's one that I always ride, and I always feel terrible after. It's called the Gravitron, which is literally one that, goes upside down while you're spinning. That's literally all it does is spins in a giant circle, and then you go upside down. And
it's torture.
Upside down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those rides where I've been on those. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. And it seems like whenever I'm on the ride, it's an extra 20 minutes long because – I'm like, when is this ride going to fucking end? I'm going to die. I mean, and literally, people do die on rides like that.
Yeah.
And, I know it doesn't happen that often. And if, so when it does happen, it's big news.
Oh, yeah. most definitely.
But
because they were 15 between the 1970s and 2004, there were 52 deaths in the rides, or it might even been shorter than that. 52 people have died at amusement parks.
There's one guy. Well, I mean, honestly, I'm surprised there aren't more. But then again, you go on roller coasters,
well,
you think, well, these things have got to be super safe. They don't want anything to happen because, you know, if, like, someone dies on a ride, there'll be lawsuits, they'll lose money, there'll be this, there'll be that. It'll just be they want to take every safety precaution possible. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out, you know. I mean, I'm not saying, like, the amusement parks, if stuff happens in amusement parks, I'm not saying don't go on rides and stuff because they do take it very seriously, the safety of their patrons. You know, but accidents do happen. There was I think it was a Batman ride. At Six Flags, a guy lost his hat during one of the rides and he went to he climbed the fence to get his hat and decapitated because he stood up and the ride hit him full force, knocked his head clean off.
You see, that,
or hat.
Okay. That one is like, you can't fix stupid. Why? There's a fence for a reason. Like,
I mean, you could buy another fucking, you could buy a hat. I mean,
yeah. Or have them stop the ride. Because sometimes
they do that. I mean, if they have like what rules? If something falls off, it's gone. It's not the park's responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, to give
a new employee a new hat.
Well,
and I never wear hats
sure
on rides.
You know, I mean, his friend said that he had hopped the fence, and luckily there was nobody actually in the cars while when he got hit, they were just doing a test run.
That's good because I would leave. Like, if there's like a child, he's like, "Mommy, there's a where did that guy's head go?"
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I don't care if it's like my favorite team's hat. I'm not gonna climb the fence and go get it. I'll be like, you know what? I'll get another hat. I don't care if I.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe he had like the worst hat day ever, and he was trying to impress a girl. And he didn't want anybody to see his hat hair, so he climbed the fence. But either way, any excuse you can think of to do that is not a good excuse to, you know, there's no good excuse for that. Jump over a fence
exactly.
And get your head knocked off. You know, but that's just that's just one example of some of the deaths that have occurred. Amusement parks. Let's see here. What am I doing? All right. Let's see. Let's talk about 10 real-life Disney deaths. If I can get my computer to start to scroll down, which I'm having a hard time actually doing because this is being a son of a bitch. Mother.
It's
apparently,
like, hey, I'm gonna miss
the ghosts
you.
Want me to talk about paranormal. They're like, dude, seriously, talk about us. We're ghosts. We're the freaking awesome paranormal show, not the freaking awesome Disney death show. What the fuck?
Well, if you think about it, actually, there's a rumor that the Haunted Mansion here in Orlando at Disney World is actually haunted. And it's haunted by one of the maintenance people who supposedly died while trying to fix something on the ride, and then he got hit by one of the cars.
So if you see a random maintenance person where the dancing ghosts are, maybe a real ghost.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God. This computer's being really pissed me off.
Do you want me to start with mine?
Yeah, go ahead and start with
you. Are you going?
Wait, let mine cool off a bit. Because being a little bitch.
All right. All right, so these are the 8 most high-profile amusement park fatalities. So in 2003, in Six Flags in New Orleans. Okay, now Six Flags is one of my favorite amusement parks. Just saying. Are we saying real names or just saying woman?
I mean, if it's out there, it's public knowledge, right? So.
Oh, that's true.
It's fun.
All right. So, Rosa Dutchinson was buckling her 4-year-old grandson into the ride in one of the cars, and it was into the Joker's jukebox ride. Man,
is that Six Flags?
It was sitting on the ride sits on spinning arms, and one of the cars hit her in the head, and then she was hit by another car. This was in 2003. Another Six Flags. Oh, my goodness, Six Flags. Oh, my. There's a ton of Six Flags.
That's where that Batman
Stan Lee.
The kid got his head chopped off, decapitated. Not really chopped.
Yeah. Stanley, I'm not even going to try to say that last name. I'm just going to call Stanley. Stanley, this is in Massachusetts, fell from the Superman Ride of Steel roller coaster on the final turn. His head hit the rail and then fell just a few feet to the ground. All the people in the cars were crying. He was dead on arrival. Wow. But the question is I guess his seatbelt came off or something? It doesn't give those details on how he fell out. It just says he fell out. Unless
yeah,
it would
be interesting to know if the ride malfunctioned or if he actually unbuckled himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Weird, they should provide that. All right, so another Six Flags in 2008. Oh, my goodness. So Six Flags and Disney, we know, are not safe. Asia Lishan scaled a 6-foot fence to get into a restricted area and was decapitated. Oh, this was the one that you were talking about.
Yeah.
He lost the hat while riding the Batman roller coaster. Oh, he was with a church group. Ooh, that didn't end well. All right,
no.
So 2011. This one is not Six Flags. It is actually Go Bananas Amusement Park in Illinois. 3-year-old Jason fell off of a kiddie roller coaster and died. He was sitting next to his twin brother, and he somehow wiggled out of the safety bar and stood up on the ride. So that one was a person malfunction, not a roller coaster malfunction.
So, I mean, that's really sad.
That is sad, especially
the parents having
3 years
that.
Old. Yeah. Okay. Wow, there's another ride of steel. I think Superman just goes too fast for people. James died when he flew out of the ride of steel roller coaster. Dang. Holy cow. Rosa Irene Ayla, this was in 2013, so getting more recent, was ejected from her seat on the Texas Giant roller coaster in Six Flags. So this is like, what, number 4 for Six Flags?
So how many Six Flags parks are there? I mean, there are like 10 of them.
Nowadays, not very many, but however, there used to be one in almost every state. Like, it used to almost be like, really big.
Yeah,
no,
there's not one in Virginia. There's never one in Virginia. No, there's one. There's one in New Orleans. It's still there, you know. But but after Hurricane Katrina closed down, there are a lot of people who go urban exploring in the
oh, nice.
like the old parks, you know, around the Ferris wheels and take pictures and shit like that. And, you know, but now it's heavily guarded because there are a lot of people who go there and, you know, try climbing on the Ferris wheel. And, you know, luckily nobody's been hurt, not that I know of, but, you know.
Yeah. And then the last one was James Young. He dropped his cell phone and wallet after riding the Raptor roller coaster. He jumped the fence into the restricted area and was struck and killed by one of the cars.
Wow. Again, if you know, if something falls down into an area like that, just leave it. You can get more money. You can buy a new cell phone. You can cancel your credit cards. If you have cash, you can always get more money.
Yeah, don't risk your life.
Yeah, you only have one head. We have not got to the technology where you can exchange heads. I'm sure it's, you know, coming down the road, but right now you're stuck with one head, so you might want to keep it. So I finally got my computer working.
Awesome.
Well, it's not frozen
story
up anymore.
Time.
So these are the top 10 Disney deaths, real life Disney deaths. Number 10, Walt Disney's mom. After the success of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, made Walt Disney a wealthy man. He had a new home built for his parents. Unfortunately, the furnace was poorly installed, and in November 1938, a gas leak killed his mother, Flora Disney, by carbon monoxide poisoning. The tragedy deeply affected Disney, and death and separation have certainly been strongly featured in his later films. Number 9, The Boy Who Never Grew Up. In March 1968, a couple of boys playing in an abandoned tenement building in New York City found the corpse of a junkie surrounded by religious pamphlets and empty beer bottles. The 31-year-old man had perished from a heart attack brought on by years of drug use. There is no identification on the body, and the man was subsequently buried in an unmarked pauper's grave. 19 months later, the man's mother contacted the FBI and Disney Studios in a desperate bid to find her son. A fingerprint match was made, which confirmed the tragedy. The body belonged to Bobby Driscoll, best known as the voice of Peter Pan. So, Peter Pan, you know, the Disney Peter Pan?
Yeah.
He died penniless, 31 years old, of a heart attack. Found in an old, like, abandoned building surrounded by beer bottles.
That's actually kind of weird.
You go from... Do what?
So that's weird. I kind of like Peter Pan. Okay, I lied. I really like Peter Pan, so that's actually quite sad for me.
It is. Yeah, well, you think about it, you know, here he is, an American icon, a Disney icon, playing an iconic character. And looking at the picture, I know he's been on something. I think he was in Johnny Tremaine as well. He looks familiar. And I've heard the name Bobby Driscoll before, but to go from voicing one of the most iconic Disney characters to, you know, dying alone, 31 years old, from a heart attack after years of drug use. To die of a heart attack at 31, I mean, that's got to be a lot of drug use and stuff. Because that's very young to have a heart attack.
That is very young.
I wonder how old he was when he did Peter Pan. Because he didn't sound, like, too young. Because Peter Pan does have a kind of a deep voice, but not super deep. He doesn't really sound like a kid. Maybe a teenager.
Well, he's 31.
When did
so
Peter
I'm
Pan
guessing
come
he was
out?
Probably, what, like 20-something?
Yeah, but the picture I'm seeing is not shows it like a 10-year-old in the picture, so I'm pretty sure he wasn't 10 when he did Peter
Unless
Pan.
Unless he was very short.
And he still has a baby face, though. You know, just, you know, you can't tell how short he is. It's just his face and his shoulders. this just goes to show, like, you know, you never know. You know, you could be in the highest of highs, you know, and then you never know where you're gonna end up, you know.
Exactly.
All right, on to number 8. Pluto. I like Pluto. Why is it echoing?
I don't know. Why are you echoing?
I'm not echoing.
Are you echoing?
I'm hearing echoes. Echoes, echoes, echoes.
Echo, echo.
Echo, let go my echo.
Let go my
number
echo.
Number 8, Pluto. On February 11, 2004, 38-year-old Javier Cruz was gearing up for an appearance in the daily afternoon parade at Disney's Frontierland. Cruz, who was chasing the dog Pluto, apparently caught his foot and tripped in front of a Beauty and the Beast float. Unable to move out the way, the father of two was struck and killed. Workers were forced to lift the float off Javier's corpse with a forklift. In OSHA, find the park, $6,500 for a serious violation of employee safety. So, yeah. Apparently, Javier really enjoyed playing Pluto. And, you know, loves his job and everything. He was at the wrong place at the wrong time and ended up being crushed by the float. I imagine they tell the people, you know, the characters where to be, where to stand. They try to take as many precautions as possible, but if you trip up, you know, it's not much you can do. And I don't know if people didn't see him, because I guess maybe he tripped up and they couldn't see over the edge of the float, him laying there, and he couldn't get up because he's in a fucking costume. You know, I imagine it's not easy to get up once you fall down in a Pluto costume. Not like it is when you just fall down and get right back up. But you got all this extra, you know, it's a lot harder to get up when you know, wearing a costume like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I trip at Disney because, like, you don't expect the concrete to be that tall. And I don't know, like,
yeah.
I mean, I've been at Disney during the afternoon shows, and I honestly would never be able to. And some of those costumes, they wear stilts with. Now, I don't know if they use that in Pluto just because, well, that's Pluto. But they do wear stilts, which will make it even harder to get up once you fall.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Pluto's not wearing stilts, but regardless, it's still hard to get up. Number 7, Indiana Jones. Dun, 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 dun. 2009 was a particularly rough year for Disney World. During one particular, particularly brutal 7-week-long stretch during the summer, three different employees lost their lives, culminating in the death of 31-year-old Alislav Varbanov. Varbanov was a performer in the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. He injured his head while rehearsing a tumble. The show had seen troubles in the past with multiple injuries caused by malfunctioning equipment. So I guess he's doing a tumble and hurt his head. I mean, not much detail there. Still sad, but
yeah, it's very like limited.
You know what happened? Struck his head. You know that's terrible. Number 6 is probably one of the more famous deaths that occurred at Disney World. America Sings. On July 8th, 1974, incredibly gruesome accident occurred at Disneyland's America Sings attraction, a rotating stage show. Deborah Stone was an 18-year-old hostess responsible for reading the audiences. So she would be the one who's, hey, welcome to the America Sings, come on in, you know, enjoy your stay. She'd taken the job to help pay for an upcoming education at Iowa State University. after ushering in a new group of people, Stone wandered too near the moving theater wall and was crushed against the stationary portion of the stage. Her screams were heard, but before the moving wall could be halted, the young woman was dead. The attraction was closed for 2 days following Ms. Stone's death, and safety precautions were implemented to prevent further incidents. So, I've read that people could hear her screams during the show when it actually happened. So,
like still hear it, or like
no,
then they heard
no,
it?
No, I mean, no, it's not haunted. No, nothing like that. The people, while they were watching the show, the screams could be heard over the singing animals.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the paranormal side would be cooler.
Well, I could make up a story and say that her screams can be heard still, but, you know. Honestly, I don't even know if the ride still exists. I mean, it closed. America's Things closed on April 10th, 1988. And it was called the Wheel of Progress before it became America Sings. I think they moved the Wheel of Progress to Disney World and then changed it over to America Sings. And it just opened up, I think, 10 days after it opened up, this tragedy occurred.
Yeah.
I got another article, Maria, about Deborah Stone, because it's really sad. That's not all, because we had number 5. You know what kind of world it is, Celestial?
What?
Do you know what kind of world it is?
What type of world? What? No?
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world. In October 2010, a 53-year-old cleaner subcontracted to Disneyland Paris was working on a boat in the It's a Small World attraction when the ride was accidentally turned on. The man was dragged beneath the boat where he suffered grievous injuries. Though Mary lifted to a local hospital, the man died shortly afterwards. Imagine this song playing as you're dragged beneath the boat. It's a small world after all. That's morbid.
That is very.
Number 4. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. The Big Thunder Railroad, a kind of runaway train roller coaster, is located at 3 different Disney parks, and throughout the years, it's been one of the more dangerous rides. On September 5th, 2003, an improperly maintained train car derailed at Disneyland, striking the top of a tunnel and then landing on top of another car. 22-year-old Marcelo Torres died of blunt force trauma and internal bleeding. 10 others were injured. Torres' family reached a substantial amount of out-of-court settlement with Disney in 2005. So I guess he was on the car that the other car landed on top of.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It would make sense.
Gotta watch out for those Disney rides. Number 4, Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin ride. Disney played this one a little shadily. On September 22nd, 2000, 4-year-old Brandon Zucker tumbled beneath the taxi cab at Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin ride. In accordance with the company policy, Disney security was alerted before paramedics, and it was 10 minutes before the child was freed. Brandon had no pulse, and though he was resuscitated, he suffered an irreversible brain damage. Facing a legal and public relations disaster, Disney changed their regulations regarding contacting emergency personnel on October 7, 2000, claiming, meanwhile, that it had nothing to do with the Zucker incident. An out-of-court settlement, which did not require Disney to assume blame for the incident, paid for Brandon's medical expenses, but he never recovered. He never spoke or walked again, and he died on January 26, 2009, aged just 13.
Wow.
That's sad. You know,
yeah.
Even though he didn't die right there, you know? I don't know if he got loose himself or what happened.
That's weird.
I don't know how the Disney, the Roger Rabbit taxi cab ride even works. Or how, you know, if it's even still there. Number two, Mary
Poppins. Don't know, but it may be in California.
Let me go back and see if it says Disney World. This is Disney, so I don't know. Number two, Mary Poppins. I know Mary Poppins didn't die. She's still alive. Matthew Garber starred in three Disney films, including The Three Lives of Thomasina and The Know-Mobile. He was best known for playing Michael Banks in Mary Poppins. Garber quit acting in the late 60s. In 1976, he contracted hepatitis while in India. His father sent for him, but before he could make it home to London, the disease spread to his pancreas. The family denied that drug use had been to blame, claiming Matthew had probably eaten bad meat. He died on June 13, 1977, just 21 years old. So, I mean, not really a Disney, you know, death as far as amusement park is concerned, but still.
Yeah.
Still part of the Disney folklore, like kind of like Peter Pan. Number one, Walt Disney. Walt Disney died of cancer, pretty much, and that's pretty much what it says. And he was going, his last words were Kurt Russell. And he was talking about being frozen.
Kurt Russell. That's awesome.
That's what they say. That is what they say.
What is that his real name?
Well, I mean, he's talking about the actor Kurt Russell, not...
I know.
Yeah. You know,
but you never know.
Yeah, Kurt Russell is Disney's real name.
Maybe it's...
That makes absolutely no sense at all.
I make absolutely no sense, so it's okay.
No, you don't. Yeah, you really don't make any sense at all. Maybe it's really Kurt Russell. Maybe Disney Walt Disney is Kurt Russell. Oh my God, mind blown. Holy shit. Fucking Kurt Russell. Are you really Walt Disney? Because apparently you said your name when you died. 40 years ago, whatever, 50 years ago.
Are you really Walt Disney? Because you need to be Walt.
Are you reincarnated? Are you in there, Walt? Are you in there, Walt?
Maybe someone asked him, who do you want to play in the documentary of your life? And he said, Kurt Russell, and then died.
Kurt Russell. Do you ever see that movie, Saving Mr. Banks? The one
possibly.
We talk about the making of Mary Poppins with Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah.
That was a good one. He makes a good. He was a good Walt Disney.
Yeah.
A lot better than Kurt Russell.
But we've never seen
Kurt Russell
play him. So how do you know? Well, at least I've never, unless they've already.
I don't see him play him either. But if Kurt Russell is Walt Disney, then he would, you know. He wouldn't really have a hard time playing it, would he? He'd just be like, oh,
no.
I'm playing myself.
Exactly.
Maybe he was telling the people around him that he was going to possess when he came back as a ghost.
That'd be awesome.
And he's been possessing Kurt Russell ever since he died. And so if you ask Kurt Russell, are you Walt? Walt, are you in there? He'll have a strange look in his face and he'll say, yes. Yes, I am.
I am.
Yes, I is. I is in here.
I is in here.
I'm in here.
Or he'll just look at you and yell Mickey Mouse.
In a run-off laughing. Yay! And, you know. I think that's what's going to happen. He was Mickey Mouse, you're right, and then run off. That's actually Bugs Bunny, never mind. Walt Disney's Hickory, like Bugs Bunny more than Mickey Mouse. Not many people knew that.
That's true.
I made it up. Do you like water slides?
Depends on my day, really. I mean, I just sometimes don't. And I think that's a lot to do with the whole, like, germ factor in it. Because, like,
mm-hmm.
that water
pretty
washes
much
off whatever
germs. You're swimming in a toilet. Basically,
yeah,
you're swimming in a fucking
much.
Toilet. Kids are going to pee
yeah.
in the fucking pool. It is gross. It is, you're swimming in a toilet. You know? I mean,
exactly.
Especially when they're getting those giant wave pools. And there are, like, hundreds of people in this pool, you know, and I guarantee if you're in the middle of that pool, unless you got to take a shit, you know, you're not going to get out of the pool, walk all the way to the bathroom, and, you know, the bathroom could be way on the other side of the park. You know, you're going to be like,
yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I'm just going to take a piss right here. I don't care if you're young or old. It's going to happen. You're going to pee in the pool. It's going to happen. I don't like
think you're
slides.
Talking from experience there.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed P talking from experience. Like I said, unless I got a shit, you know.
Oh, don't
I mean,
tell me you pooped in the freaking water.
Huh?
You haven't pooped in the water because that's gross.
No, I said unless I have to. If I have to use the bathroom like
oh,
that,
okay.
I'll get out and use the bathroom.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, shit. I guarantee I'm not the only one who does that. I'm sure you have done it too. Don't lie.
Would never do that.
Yeah, you have. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You better get some water because your house will get burned down because your pants are so on fire right now.
My pants are always on fire because I'm this hot.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because you're a liar. But, you know, besides peeing in the pool, the slides are dangerous. There are times when I've gone, like, water country up here. There are times when I felt like I would pretty much fly off the side of one of the water slides. You know, I've come out with, like, bruises and cuts because you go on this tube and there are, like, screws sticking out of the side of the wall and your arm hits it or something. It's just, it's not fun. You know, I had a two-park pass to Disney World, to Busch Gardens and Water Country. Had it for 1 year, and I 2 years, actually, and only went once to Water Country. Because it just was miserable. Did not like it. I don't know, I'm not a big fan of water parks. This particular accident happened this past year, actually, in Kansas. Schlitterbahn death was due to neck injury, police say. The 10-year-old son of a Kansas state legislator who was killed riding on the world's tallest water slide died from a neck injury, Kansas City police said. His neck injury was his head came off. That's his neck injury. Police and firefighters found Caleb Thomas Schwab in the pool at the end of the ride on Sunday, police said. The circumstances of the DuBois death are still being investigated. Caleb was the son of Representative Scott Schwab and his wife, Michelle, who issued a statement Sunday night. Since the day he was born, he brought abundant joy to our family and all those who came in contact with, the parents said. As we try and mend our home with him no longer with us, we are comforted knowing he believed in his Savior Jesus, and they are forever together now. We will see him another day. What happened? Kansas State Police are investigating Caleb's death at the Schlitterbahn Water Park, which has been closed for an investigation since Spokesman Winter Cusapio. The boy died while riding the Verruckt, the world's tallest water slide, she said. The park has released no other details into how the boy died. The slide requires two to three riders to be strapped in a raft with a total weight of between 400 and 500 pounds. The raft then will slide down a jaw-dropping 168 foot 7-inch structure, only to be blasted back up a second massive hill, and then sent down yet another gut-wrenching 50-foot drop for the ultimate in water slide, Thrill's Upside says. Caleb Schwab was riding with two adult women to whom he was not related, police said. The women suffered minor facial injuries, police said. It was unclear whether the party met the weight requirement. Police declined further comment further on the investigation. Some park guests say the slide's harnesses wasn't working properly earlier in the day. A lady in front of me said that multiple times she rode the ride today, the Vrucht, and that the front harness did not work any of the times that she rode it. Park guest Jessica Lundquist told KSHB, Vrucht riders are required to be at least 54 inches tall, according to Sliderbahn's website. It is not immediately known whether Caleb met the height requirement. Linda Castaneda was at the park Sunday and told KNBC that the victim's brother saw it happen. The little boy said to a worker, I just saw my little brother die because one of your attractions, Castaneda told KNBC. Caleb looked skinny. He shouldn't have been on that ride.
Wow.
Thousands of children are hurt annually on amusement park rides, according to a 2013 study by Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, which examined data from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Head and neck injuries were the most common at 28%, with 1.5% of the injuries requiring hospitalization. Consumer Product Safety Commission statistics for 2015 are not available, but a review of the raw data found 45,000 injuries associated with amusement park rides and water slides nationwide. And about 30,000 of these cases involved those under 18. 45,000 injuries associated with amusement park rides and water slides nationwide. That's an astounding number.
It most definitely is.
Vrucht trouble from the start. At 17 stories high, higher than Niagara Falls, Vrucht propels riders at 50 miles per hour. Its name translates as insane in German. Standing at exactly 168 feet, 7 inches, the slide was certified by Guinness World Records in May 2014 as the world's tallest water slide. It's 5 feet taller than the previous record holder, water slide at Rio de Janeiro Country Club. The slide opened to the public in July of 2014 after 7 weeks of delays. Technical glitches forced the original May 23rd opening date to be pushed back 3 times, a park spokesman told CNN at the time. Vrucht was built in Kansas City because its park didn't have a height restriction, designer John Schooley told CNN when it opened. We always ride our rides first, Schooley said. We found it was too steep and too short, so we were able to redesign it from what we learned. We tore down 2/3 of the slide and rebuilt it into the design we have now. The slide will remain closed during the investigation, Sliderbahn said in a statement. So, with 45,000 fucking people are injured.
Holy cow, that's a ton of people.
I know. I mean, we thought 50 people were a lot of people.
Yeah.
Whew.
I'm glad I've never been hurt. I'm gonna knock on wood right now.
Yeah. I mean, never say never. And I'm not 45,000 people. I mean, that's just, you know, you think these parks are safe. You want to believe they're safe. You know. You don't go to a park thinking you're gonna get hurt, because, you know, if you did, you probably wouldn't go. You know, but you don't know how many of these, you know, injuries are from people doing stupid things, like unbuckling their safety harnesses and, you know. And it could be minor stuff too. That is happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it, you know, if it was mostly major things, you'd hear about them a lot more. But
yeah,
I'm sure the more gruesome death, you know, get the most, you know, news coverage and stuff. Like the guy who got his head chopped off by the Batman ride,
well,
or whatever.
That's the society we live in. I mean, if it's not gruesome, it doesn't get attention. If it's not violent, it doesn't get attention. All the happiness.
Like the Indiana
Jones.
Yeah, like the Indiana Jones guy who's hit his head while doing a tumble. You're like, oh, well. Even I was like, oh, well, that's nothing. I mean, I know it's something, but, you know, when you read these articles, other things about people getting their head chopped off, and like, oh, he hit his head. It's sad.
Yeah.
You know? But it's hard to not have that reaction to it. It's very sad about not what happened, but after reading everything, you're like, oh, okay. Oh. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's just like,
you know?
It's almost like our society has become less, I mean, like with us, we're just reading these. I mean, there's some really gruesome stuff in these stories. And I mean, like, it's just
that's
crazy.
That
I mean,
little kid brother and watching your brother get killed. During, you go to these parks, you go to these parks, having a good time. And
yeah, exactly.
You just, the last thing you think of happening is a loved one being killed. You kind of take that for granted. You know, you try to put yourself in the shoes of the people who, you know, came with the victims and the people around the victims. You know, try to put yourself in their shoes, and it's hard to even fathom the kind of emotional toll it takes on the people who had to experience that. Like, there is a ride, it might have even been the Superman ride in Six Flags. It's one of those rides where it goes up, like on the tower rides, and drops you down. And so I got Tower of Terror ride or whatever.
Right.
Apparently, I think it may have been a Superman, but it was Six Flags. As the ride was falling, one of the cords snapped.
Oh,
and
crap.
It struck several people. People said they could hear the wire snap. Unfortunately, the wire struck a young lady, severing her legs. One of the people who were at the park said that when the ride finally came down and landed onto the ground, he could see the girl. And she was completely calm, but she had no legs.
Wow.
I'm guessing, this is a pretty good guess, but I'm guessing shock. She was in shock. And
yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if you lost your legs, I think everyone would be in shock.
Yeah. I don't even know. I think it happened so fast. I mean, probably barely felt it going through her legs. I don't know. Like I said, I've never experienced that before. I don't know how it feels when a wire snaps and goes through your legs, but I guarantee she was in so much shock. She was just completely numb.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. Especially if she was like not in pain or she
until she looked
was
down
sitting there.
It's like, yeah. People, she completely calm until she looked down, and then she's like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we are. And see, these shows are fun. I do enjoy these shows. Doesn't even feel like it's been an hour.
Wait, it's been an hour?
Yeah, 10:55.
Ooh, it's late.
Oh, I know. There are some shows where I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, okay. And it feels like it's been like an hour. It's only been like 10 minutes. This show is like, I feel like it's been 10 minutes and it's already been an hour.
Yeah.
Next week should be a fun show.
How was the?
We have Scott on next week.
Wonderful. Yes, we do. We have the wonderful Scott Grunewald on.
I always enjoy having him on the show.
We'll probably all pee ourselves during the show, but it'll be
probably
fun.
Yeah. If you're listening to the show right now, you definitely want to tune in next week, because. Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of fun. Ugh.
Get down and funny with Scott Grunewald. I always forget the awesome part.
You can't even fucking say the word.
Freaking awesome.
The flicker fluffing is
the... That's why he's going to fire
on
me.
On the show,
we're
going to get freaky. We are going to get freaky with Scott Grunewald next week.
Or he's going to get freaky with us. We'll find out.
I don't know. Do you think he can handle us? Probably not. He's so tame, you know. He's kind of quiet.
But the true question is, can we handle him?
I don't know, man. Because he barely says anything. You know, he's just like, come on, Scott, seriously. Start talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone who knows me knows him, he knows I'm talking total bullshit right now.
Total bullshit, like complete bullshit.
Total bullshit.
Totally, man.
All right, we have 90 seconds left, guys.
90 seconds. All right, let's count. 1, 2.
90 balls, bury the wall. 90 balls, there. You take one down, pass it around. Okay. Guys, it's been great. Another fun episode of the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. And I was actually even thinking about taking this Monday off, giving us a break, but no. We're dedicated to bringing you Freaking Us every Monday night. And we'll continue that tradition next Monday with Scott Grunewald.
Freaking Grunewald.
Exactly. Get Freaky with Grunewald, our first episode of February, and we're certainly looking forward to talking to you guys again next week. Celestial, Celeste, CC Freak, and all those awesome. Oh, yeah, give a shout out to Helena and Alex for listening. Thank you for listening to the show. I've fulfilled my obligations. Thank you very much. Celeste, have a great night.
Have a great night, everybody.
Stay freaky.